I was always taking drugs from an early age, from the age of about 16. I'd be smoking cannabis and taking ecstasy and speed and things like that on a weekend. It wasn't until 1990, 1991, when I found or I was introduced to heroin, hanging around and being around people who were taking drugs every day. The money ran out in my bank account and I had to start doing things to get the drugs because I'd suffered from withdrawals and it was something that I didn't want to do again. And I did this for about 10 years. And people would come up and say, you know, I can't give you any money, but Jesus can help you. And I used to, you know, don't be stupid and things like that. What's he ever done for me? And somebody said, you need to give your life to Jesus. You need to hand your life and your will over to God. And I was just so desperate. And my heart was broken. And I knew there was more to life than taking brown powder every day and injecting brown powder every day. And I gave my life over to God. And very quickly, I started to feel his love, his hope, the way he cared for me. Been clean from crack and heroin now for going on for 6-7 years, but altogether my life is about giving hope to others who were like me, who were broken, who'd had enough of the world and had enough of drugs, and to tell them there's another way, and this way is Jesus.